none surpass, penetrating and perfect truth, is seldom ever, even in 100,000 years countless. Now against the spirit, we can remember and accept it. I vow to make the Buddha's truth one with myself.
Homage to the Buddha, homage to the Dharma, homage to the Sangha. The way of Buddhist training can be said to be the way of gratitude and respect. I want to speak a little bit today about gratitude, in particular about three ways of cultivating gratitude. These can be said to be the way of intellect, the way of will, and the way of willingness. Like everything else in Buddhism and in life, when there is truth in something, it can't be entirely separate from the truth in anything else. So, these three ways of cultivating gratitude are not as separate as I may make them sound to be. The way of intellect. The way of intellect is to find something good in things that we do not think of as good, things that are difficult and painful, that seem to obstruct our goals, that seem to be getting in the way and making things more difficult, and so on. To try to see the good, to find the good in everything that happens. Here's a little example of it. Of course, we're building a new little building in Olympia, where eventually our meditation group can meet midweek, and where we can do festivals now and then on a weekend. And perhaps some other things, who knows. But we just found that we have a little leak in the brand new roof that we put up. And of course, that's rather discouraging when you think about it. Yet in discussing it, we came up with the idea, and I think it's a good one, that it's better to have found it now than to have had it remain just a potential leak that we didn't find, and that one day leaked when we had insulation and sheetrock and all that stuff in it, which would have been quite a mess to fix. This is a little bit of a mess to fix, maybe, but not a big mess to fix. This is an example of using the intellect to find something good in something that doesn't seem like it's very good. It may be a kind of trivial example, but if there's a willingness there to look at things in this way, one can very often find something like this. Notice I just used the word willingness. Like I said, these things aren't as separate as they may seem to be sometimes. I say this is a way of intellect because you have to stop and think about it a little bit here. But you could also call it a way of meditative reflection, meditatively reflecting on events and allowing what is positive in them to show itself. However, you're still at this point left with opposites of good and evil and positive and negative. So let's move on to the second of these three ways of cultivating gratitude, will, the use of the will. When I think of this one, I think of something very simple. in the midst of whatever difficult situation, whatever difficult feelings may arise, to actually pause and to bow. And even if one doesn't feel like bowing, to make oneself bow. And in that bow, what is it we're saying? There's really a kind of prayer in that bow. Please help me to accept what I am having difficulty accepting. Please help me to see the good in that which I'm having difficulty seeing any good. Notice I call this a way of will, not a way of willpower. There needs to be some restraint in the use of the will here, some compassion for our humanity. We're not trying to crush ingratitude. We're just bowing. We are just bowing. It's not anti-anything. It's just bowing. The wonderful thing about all acceptance is it accepts non-acceptance. It accepts the difficulty that we have in accepting and has compassion for our humanity. The third way of cultivating gratitude, the way of willingness. This way is very simple indeed. Sit still, open one's heart to the eternal, allow the eternal to do the work within our heart. Make our body and mind available to the eternal, and where there are jangles of confusion, knots of pain and ignorance, where there is clinging and resentment, to allow the eternal to put us through the cosmic washing machine and to give it whatever time and space is needed for this to happen in our lives, and to allow everything that we try to hold on to, try to cling to be washed away, so that we come out clean, knowing nothing, having nothing, clinging to nothing, to allow our seeming virtues and our seeming sins to all be washed equally, so that we're holding on to nothing and we're rejecting nothing, to just let it be washed in the stream of the eternal's compassion and wisdom, and the water of the Spirit. And lo and behold, as this happens, there is gratitude. As this happens, there is boundless gratitude. The hands-off method. We're not the doer. We're just the recipient of grace. Gratitude is intrinsic to our true nature. So in this third way, we're not having to try to be grateful. We can't help being grateful. We won't come to this third way unless we're willing to do the others. Again, willingness. It includes all three, really. I'd like to dedicate this talk to Rev. Master Saito, who died 2 days ago, and who in my mind is a great example of what I'm talking about today. Homage to all the Buddhas in all worlds. Homage to all the Bodhisattvas in all worlds. Homage to the scripture of great wisdom.